It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm your commentator today, Crendon Prophet. Here we got the Nemaha Central Thunder, the 8th-ranked team of 3A classification in Kansas, taking on the unranked Council Grove Braves. Let's take a look at both of these teams here, getting a little bit of a pregame action. Again, Nemaha Central, the Thunder, bringing the Lightning in here today, 19-2 on this season, 8-2 to finish the Big East. At home, they have defended very well with 12 total wins, counting the ones they've had at the Thunder Classic Tournament, which they did have here at home. So not playing at a neutral location here at being played at home. They've had 12 games, one at home then, only one lost. And as well on the away, they are 7-1. They are 1-0 in overtime. This team has been incredible on this season. They have outscored their opponents 1,120 points, 817, averaging 53.3 points per game, and giving up just 38.9 a points per game. The Nemaha Central Thunder team has gotten a lot better from last season. Last season ending 16-7 on the year with a 10-4 mark in the league. But here, again, a season that has brewed very well for them, improving from 49 points per game last year to 53 points per game this year. They have a lot of returners coming into this season. And when you have a lot of returners, you got a lot of guys who know how to score the ball. You got a lot of guys who know how to get down and dirty underneath the basket, and that's what this team has been able to do. Evan Olberding has returned to this roster, and he has been nothing but successful this year, averaging nearly 10 points a game. Caden Peterson averaging nearly over 10 points a game, or averaging almost 10 points a game here this season. Callum Schmesley, who's been also doing really great this season. He's a young sophomore, just kind of one of the only sophomores here starting today at 6'4", averaging 7.3 points per game. Derek Wirth, another senior, who's averaging 4.1 points per game. And you can't forget Colby Free, who's an all-league returner and an all-around beast on this floor. Over 10 points a game, over 10 rebounds a game. He's averaging a double-double, and really, it's hard to bring a guy like that to a stall because he's got such a motor that's so great. His engine just keeps on working. It's going to be hard here for Council Grove Braves to limit a guy like Colby Free on the court tonight, and we're going to see that Lightning here come from the Thunder tonight. But again, talking about some other games here for the year for Nemaha Central, again, led by head coach John Thomas, who in his career is 524 wins and only 180 losses. He has just been so incredible with his win rate in his 30 years here in the program, being the 30th year this season. He has coached very well in that time, going back to his time in Nemaha Valley, with plenty of great state runs and then even some great runs here with just Nemaha Central. But no state titles here with Nemaha Central, looking for one this year. And I actually talked to John Thomas during the season, and a couple of the jokes I had going for him was, hey, coach, is this the best start of the season? I'd ask him that every single week, every week, as his team would go, you know, from 5-0 to 7-0 to 9-0. Eventually, they'd get to a point where on the season, they had just won an incredible amount of games in a row. And finally, they fell to the unpredictable Hiawatha 47-46 just by 1 point, a team that they had beaten earlier on in the season, 55-32. And the other team that they lost to on the year was St. Mary's, a team that they had beaten in the Thunder Classic Championship by a final score of 53-45. So teams they have lost to are teams they had already played earlier this season. And you know the saying I was saying goes, you play a team twice, it's harder to play them the second time, especially if you beat them the first. So again, it's been a good year here for Nemaha Central. John Thomas is aware of that, and he wants to build on to the accolades and continue the success this season with this postseason run as it is continuing ongoing here. Let's talk a little bit about Council Grove Braves real quick. Again, 13-8 on the season, 6-1 in the Flint Hills Conference. They defend at home 5-2, but they're on the road here. They are 4-4 on the road. They're on a one-game winning streak. They came into the postseason 3-3 on the they came into the postseason with a three-game losing streak, having lost to against Hillsboro, Clair Center, and Burlington, and all those three losses. But they head in, they find some momentum against Trinity Academy. They win by a score of 63-52. Council Grove, their season started with their first 10 games going 8-2. However, the finish has not been as strong in their last 11 games going 5-5, as most of those games, 8 of those games, being decided by 10 points or less, in which the Braves are 3-5 in games decided by 10 points or less, whereas Nemaha Central, the Thunder, has been 7-1 in games decided by 10 points or less. So what I'm telling you, folks, both these teams, they score about the same margin. The Braves at 52 points per game, the Thunder at 53. They both have been roughly the same, with the Braves giving up 46. But the Thunder actually a little bit better here at 38 points per game. So we're going to see defense be a key factor here in tonight's game for the Thunder to take on this Braves team. Again, head coached by Bruce Hula. And again, this team, they have gotten better from last season. Last season was a very rough year with just 8 wins on it. But this year, they take a step up, get 13 wins, and they want to get past the semifinals round. Last year, they actually fell in the semifinals. It was ended by Southeast of Saline, but here they make it to, they make it again to the semifinals here again this year, and here they take on the Thunder. Thunder, last year they were able to make it to the championship, but unfortunately, in the Sub-State Championship, they were held up by Beloit 47-40. The year prior, they were held up by Marysville. So again, the Thunder, they want their ticket to state, but here it starts today against Council Grove. Hey, we'll be back in 3 minutes here. We'll talk starters on 92.1 at KMZA.
In Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is that the sound of rain, snow? No, that's the sound of thunder. The Thunder crowd getting excited here. They're on the far side of me, getting excited for the cheerleaders right in front. Game time just 2 minutes away here before we get on with the starting lineups. But here we got starters for you. Again, you're locked in at 2.1 KMZ, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet. Let's jump into the starters here. First, we'll start off with Council Grove, the away team. head coach by Bruce Pula. Again, starting off here, number two, Hayden Buttry, the 5'9" senior, averaging 2.4 points per game, 3.2 rebounds a game. He averages at a high 4.5 assists per game. He is the assist leader here for the Braves this season. Number four, Drew Bookman, the 6-foot senior, who averages 5.4 points per game and 4 rebounds a game. Number 15, Bryson Palmquist. Man, let me tell you, this guy is going to be the key here for the Thunder to limit. Last season, he had over 79 points to end the year, 121 rebounds. This year, he's at 395 points and 144 rebounds. He's nearly averaging 19 points a game and 6.9 rebounds a game. That's Bryson Palmquist, a 6-foot senior who is also a great 3-point shooter around the edges. Number 20, Kaiser Spittles, a 6'2" senior, averaging over 8 points a game, 2.4 rebounds a game. And number 30, Finn Gant, a 6'2" senior, who's averaging 8.5 points per game and 4.6 rebounds a game. And now for the starters for the home team, for the Nemo Central Thunder, head coach by John Thomas. Number 3, Evan Oberding, the 5'11 senior, averages nearly 10 points a game and 2.4 rebounds a game. Number 5, Caden Peterson, the 6'2" senior, who averages nearly over 9 points a game here, and that with 3 rebounds a game. Number 22, Carter Hike, the 5'11 junior, who's at 4.2 points, number 35, Caleb Schmusley, the 6'4 sophomore, averages 7.3 points per game and 2.6 rebounds a game. Number 14, Derek Wirth, the 6'5 senior, who averages 4.1 points per game and 4 rebounds a game. And then number 4, Colby Free, the all-league returner, who averages a double-double a game with 10.9 points per game and 10.2 rebounds a game. So again, running back order for the Thunder, number 3, Oberding, number 5, Peterson, number 35, Schmelzley, number 14, Wirth, and then number 4, Colby Free. For the Council Grove Braves, number 2, Hayden Buttry, number 4, Drew Bookman, number 15, Bryson Palmquist, number 20, Kaiser Spittles, number 30, Finn Gant. Again, Braves head coach by Bruce Hula, and for the New York Central, the Thunder, John Thomas. I've had a great year talking to John Thomas every week. Last week was the end of our coaches' shows, and let me tell you, every week was a great week talking to him about his team, how his team progresses, what they need to get better on, and a big thing he harped on was defense and offense. I mean, it's two cylinders, but two cylinders that got to fire at the same time. There were times where the defense was looking really great, but the offense wasn't on the same page. Right now, it's about the key to keep them both riding at the same way and to keep flowing the same motion. John Thomas wants his team to play a very high-level defense while also being able to score when they get the chance to on the offensive side of the board. For Council Grove, it's going to be a test here for them. There's a lot of great scores in the Omaha Central, the Thunder. It's going to be a real battle of seniors. It's a very senior-tested team. The Braves starting 5 seniors, the Thunder starting 4, the fifth one being Kevin Schmuzzi, number 35, who's a 64 sophomore. But, man, he has really been a peak into this offense this season. So, again, for the Thunder, Oberding, Peterson, Schmuzzi, Wirth, and Free. And then for the Braves, Buttry, Bookman, Spittles, Palmquist, and Gant. In a couple seconds here, we'll send off into the playing of the national anthem, so we'll take a quick break. But again, upcoming here to the tip-off, Nemo Central, the Thunder, the 3A team, ranked number 8 in the state, from John Thomas, taking on the Council Grove Braves. We're back after this on 92.1 KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're back for tip-off, folks. Again, the Nemaha Central Thunder taking on the Council Grove Braves here in the semifinals 3A at the Halstead Substate Region bracket number 2. Here, Nemaha Central, winner of this contest will either take on Heston or Marysville. On Saturday's time, undecided that one, that championship, substate championship we played at Halstead. So again, folks, let's get ready for four quarters, 32 minutes all combined of basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA. Here on the tip off to the right of your dial, the Thunder's Colby Free staggering at 6'8", the senior, and on the left side of your dial, Finn Gant, the 6'2", senior, number 30 for the Braves. Man, there's a big height differential, 6 inches here. On the tip-off, we'll see who gets it. It's going to be the Thunder. We'll see here an early crack of lightning. We'll see how the Thunder starts. We just got going here on 92.1. KMZ, the Thunder, taking on the Braves. Kellum Smedley, the sophomore, with the first points of the game off a right-hand layup drive on the left lane. And now the Braves take over. Down by two, 20 seconds into the contest. On the corner to Palmquist. Palmquist around the edges. He's got 32 threes on the season. He drives inside on the top post, loses the ball, heads out to Gant. Gant recollects, passes it to Bookman. Bookman in the corner. Palmquist retrieves. He's in the corner, drives up to the wing. He's got a screen. Now to the top, now the left wing. Here it again. Gant, palm faking, stepping inside the arc. Now up back up top to Bookman. Bookman, left jab, now right. Three pointer on the way and off the rim from Kaiser Siddles. Rebounded by the sophomore, Kellum Smedley, active in this one early. Inside look, Colby Free on the baseline. Ball tipped around, stolen by Palmquist. Thunder, first turnover of the game. Foul down on the court. They're going to get that one against Nemaha Central for the first foul of the game. Fouls against number 3, Evan Olberding, the 5'11 senior here for the Thunder. Again, team foul number 1 in the quarter and game for the Thunder. On the baseline, throwing it in, is the Braves. Finding it on the inside to Gant. Gant loses the ball. It's stolen by Smedley. He's taking it down the court, and then he loses it. Palmquist re-gets the steal. He's now had back-to-back steals for the Braves. Driving inside the paint, throwing it back here outside the wing. Three-pointer locked in, loaded, and fired away by Finn Gant. The Braves now take the lead here for the first time in the game. 3-2, up by one. Now, Derek Wirtz with it. Wirtz out to his left to Olberding. Olberding, right hand driving. Now looking for the spin. Fakes it. Goes back right. Up to the top to Free. Free gets fouled at the top of the perimeter by Bryson Palmquist. They get that foul against Bryson Palmquist. His first in the game. Score 3-2. 6:21 left to go here in the first quarter. Right now, it's the Braves ahead of the Thunder. Post shot. Nice jumper, but just off the mark here. By Olberding. Rebound picked up by Finn Gant. Now, taking down the court, past the stripe in the middle, is Drew Bookman. Bookman, out to his right, out to Buttrey. Buttrey, the senior, passing it. Just a nice lob out to the left. Jab inside. Palmquist looking for the left hand finish. What a move inside. 5-2 lead for, oh, what a dunk! Incredible response by Colby Free! I believe Evan Olberding got the assist on it. He fired it down the court, and Colby Free, well, he was free for the dunk. 5-4, the Braves still lead by one. Quick response by the Thunder, though. Here, Free trying to get a steal. He's the steal leader on this team. One of them, excuse me. Evan Olberding being the main one with 41 steals on the season. Evan Olberding, talk about him. There he goes. He gets a steal, the ball right back. For the Thunder, three-pointer by Smedley off the mark. And Palmquist gets the rebound. Still 1 point lead here for the Braves. 5-4. With it is Biddles. Biddles out to Bookman. Bookman to his left, driving inside on the post. He's looking left now. He's looking right. He fires it outside. Again, out to Biddles. Biddles, a three, just spits off the faucet. And Wirtz gets the rebound. Smedley now down the court here. Quick transition, orbiting on the corner. Baseline drive here. Looking for Peterson. Peterson, he's stuck in a jimmy jam. He gets it out. Wedging it to the outside, Overding. Overding up to the top here. Smedley, the drive inside. Double jab, step. He loses the ball at the half court line. Oh, we got dishes flopping all over the court as the ball rolls out of bounds. That's going to stay here with the Thunder. Down by 1, 5-4, 4:33 to go in this first quarter. We got a substitute already locked and loaded here for the Braves coming out of the court. Spittles and Gantz coming off in here. Jacko McLeaver, the senior for the Braves, will step out on the court side, as well as Reed Butchery, the sophomore. Wirtz, still starting five out here for the Thunder. Holding it is Schmedley. And now back up to the top, it resets to Free. Free left-hand dribbling. Now out behind his back to Overding. Inside, Wirtz loses the ball. That's another steal here for Council Grove, their third of the game. Third turnover by the Thunder. Driving right, jabbing a left here. Bookman up to the top. Three-pointer on the way to McLeaver, but he misses. Rebound by Schmedley. Schmedley already two rebounds here in this first quarter for the sophomore. Extends the elbow. They don't get the foul. They bounce it out here. Thunder with the ball. Wirtz underneath the basket. Stealing out defenders. Ball knocked out of bounds. Oh, what a take by the Braves. Good play there by Palmquist. He swung the ball into the interior of Peterson, and that made the ball go out of bounds off the Thunder. And that's another Thunder turnover. Now four here in the quarter. 5-4 in the opening quarter. It's the Braves of the lead with 3:36 left to go. Here, Palmquist, pump faking, driving right, looks for the jumper, couldn't get it. Now he returns back outside. Around the perimeter now. It's a McLeaver. They call a foul, I think, against Caleb Schmedley here. Around the top. And that's who they'll get it on, Caleb Schmedley. He picks up his first foul here of the quarter. That is the second team foul of the quarter as well. Looks like Gant and Spittles will quickly return back into the game here. They'll come in for Bookman and Butchery and give them a break on the bench. Excuse me, Butchery and Palmquist being taken out to the bench here. Spittles with it. Spittles, who just came back in, driving right now back up to the top. It's Reed Butchery with it for the first time in this game. Now to Gant. Gant underhand. It looks like he was going for the reverse layup, but they got him on the baseline for a tag of the right foot, and that will be the Braves' third turnover here in the quarter. 5-4, still a low-scoring game here. We've only seen one three-pointer. It's Carter Hike who returns into this game for the first time here for the Thunder. And at the top as well, Jack Mackey for the Thunder comes in. Here Peterson. Peterson out to his left to Free. Colby Free with it between his legs. Hop, skip, pass it to the far side wing. Peterson driving inside, using the backboard. It's pinballed around. It's on the floor. And they're going to call a jump ball. Possession error will go here to the Braves. Thunder record their fifth turnover of the quarter. Five turnovers, 4 points. Down by one, 5-4 to the Braves. 2:47 left to go in the opening quarter. Aiden Butchery, the 5'9 senior, point guard, takes it down the court here for the Braves. He passes out to his left to Spittles. Spittles, here to Gant. Gant back to Spittles. He's screened up. He could have taken a three. Instead, he wants to drive inside. Gant with it. Inside drive, right hand. Trying to look at that right leg, finish the basket, and he couldn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be another turnover here by the Braves. We have a combined 9 points and 9 turnovers between both teams already here in this first quarter. 2:25 left to go in this opening quarter. Score 5-4. Braves still up with it. Thunder, they have the possession, trying to respond. Carter High, faking, looking to his triple option. Now to Free at the top of the perimeter. He screens right side, pick and roll action on the interior. He throws to Overding, now at the top, now on the left side wing. With it, Peterson, now back up to the top to return to Free. Free to his right, another pick and roll set on the right side. Inside, Carter Hike, wow, what a great move inside, but he just couldn't get the finish. Rebound by Gant, his second of the quarter, down the court now, underneath the basket is Grady Kepley. And they get a foul from the Thunder, and Kepley, a 5'11 sophomore who comes into the game for the first time tonight, is already up on the charity line. The first of both teams. On the season, Kepley is 3 of 3. He has only been up to the line two times this season. This is his third, and he still stays at the perfect 100%. He is now 4 of 4. And now he is 4 of 5. He misses his first one here of the season. Don't say I jinxed him. It's now 6 of 4. The Braves lead by 2 with 1:45 left to go in the first quarter. Hike on the right side sends the arm. They don't get the foul here now. Hike driving inside. Baseline. Get up top. Three. He's on an island. He takes the shot. It rattles in. Fires out. Rebound looks like Gant. That's his third rebound of the game. Here, the Spittles. Spittles driving through defenders. Oh, off the basket. What a move by Spittles through defenders. And now the Council Grove is up by 4, 8-4, 1:17 to go in this opening quarter. Hike. Driving, using the left hand, using the right hand to self to the defenders. He comes up to the top, gets it to free, now to Peterson. Peterson drives back. Here to Mackey. Mackey, ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch there against Evan Oberding. Emel Central, 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Braves 4. It's 8-4 here still. Braves with a 4-point lead, 1:04 to go in the first. Council Grove here with the ball as well. Aiden Buttree, he gets to get a basket, but he's got a steal. He's got the ball under control. He fires off to his right to Bookman. Bookman with it. He books it out to his left to Buttree. Buttree here, now to Grant. Grant to Spittles. Spittles up the very back to the top. Bookman. Looks to try to set a screen, or he kind of backed off of it. Back to the top. Now he sets the screen. Inside drive. Palmquist, right hand look to finish. Off the left side, and he gets fouled for two. That was on Caleb Schmesley, the 6'4 sophomore. That is his second of the game. See if O'Shawn Thomas takes him out here with just 42 seconds left to go of the quarter with two fouls. The Palmquist up on the line. He shoots his first. Oh, that one's just hanging on the edge. Wow. That one looks like a performer on a rope just balancing Palmquist's first free throw shot. It sat on the ball for a bit, but Humpty Dumpty finally fell in. Palmquist, now on a second shot. He made his first. And the second one falls in a little more quicker this time. Not so much for the suspense for Palmquist on his second shot. 10-4, 6-point lead here for Council Grove. 38.5 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Again, very defensive front here. Braves, they forced 6 turnovers. Thunder, they have forced 4. But they only have 4 points right now. Free throws it in. Here, Carter Hike. Hike to the baseline to Free. Free driving with on the low block. Now gets up to the top, Leighton Thomas. The 6-foot junior comes in for the first time tonight. Silverding to Hike. Hike with it. Right hand driving on the left side wing. Now to the top to Mackey. Mackey to his right. He sets the screen. 3-pointer on the way by Overing. Off the inside rim of the basket, firing all the way out to Spittles. Spittles, who captures his first rebound here. Now he left hand tries to go up with it off a jumper. He recollects his own rebound offensively here. Carter Hike gets the steal. He takes it down the court side here. And they're going to get a foul down the court against the Braves. Hike, good hustle. They're running back here for the Thunder. Actually, talk about that, Council Grove. This is the first all-time meeting between the Thunder and the Braves in basketball. That's the consolidation here of Nemaha Central taking on the Braves. But if you know anything, Council Grove and Nemaha Central, they took on each other in football. In the sub-state championship game, Nemo Central, they won by a score of 21-6 in the 2A championship. Here, Leighton Thomas to end the first quarter. A 3-point spark for the Thunder. 10-7 the score. The Braves lead by 3 here going into the second. We're back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, in the last quarter, the Braves got the quarter started with a three-pointer to give themselves the lead. And for the Thunder, they ended the first quarter with a three-point shot, making a three-point game 10-7 here. Right now, an early steal, though, for the Braves. Down the court, and a finish by Gans. Assist for Skittles. Another steal here for the Council Grove Braves. They are up to a 12-7 lead at the start here of the second quarter. 7:36 left to go to half. Inside drive. Evan Oberding, he gets his first points of the contest. Add on to his assist and a steal tonight. Back to a three-point game, 12-9. Braves with the lead and the ball. Looking back here, Evan Oberding trying to get a steal from Palmquist. Palmquist, he is able to retrieve it in his palm, and now he turns it over. Hike gets his second steal of the game. Down the court, Evan Oberding flings it for the three, and he gets the bling to tie it up. Oberding, no points in the first quarter. He's already got five in the second. We're tied at 12-12. 7 minutes left to go in the first half. Palmquist with it. Inside look. Left hand. Finish for Bookman. Palmquist gets the assist. Bookman with two. Leighton Thomas, who ended that first quarter with a three-point shot, passing it out to his left here. Now Oberding with it on the wing. At the very top to Wirtz. Wirtz setting the screen for Oberding. Now fired off. Tipped across on the far side wing. Here, Thomas. Thomas with it. Left hand dribbling. Now out to his left. Down the far wing, driving baseline is Hike. Hike, stealing out defender. Inside look, Hike almost getting the assist. Rebound by Wirtz. Wirtz could not get it in. They're going to say the ball was touched last by the Braves as it goes out of bounds. Substitution here for the Thunder. First time tonight, Caleb Stroppin, the 5'11 junior. He steps in for Carter Hike.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're
14-12 here. Braves still with the lead. Inside throw, Oberding, three, it's another jackpot for Evan Oberding, same spot, same three-point made. 15-4, now we got our second lead change of the game, taken over here by the Thunder, but quick response here by Bryson Palmquist of the Braves. It's back to the Council Grove Braves, 16-15. Interior look, Palmquist, wow, what a steal, looking like a DB picking off the interior bubble screen. Palmquist, right hand, looking to finish. Couldn't get it to go in. Stroppin takes a hold of the ball for his first rebound of the game as he just came in. Leighton Thomas with the ball here. Thunder trying to reclaim the lead. They're down by one, 16-15. 5:34 to go in this second quarter. Right outside wing, working with it here. Screen by Wirtz. Quick pick and roll. Now to Stroppin. Stroppin to Peterson. Peterson is left. Thomas, three, off the rim. And Palmquist picks up the board. At the second of the game, he's got 6 points and three steals as well. Palmquist has just been all over the floor. Said in the pregame, he's going to be the one that stops. Far corner, swing inside. They get the and one for Bookman. Butchery getting the assist on the interior pass. Drew Bookman now heads out to the free throw line. No call the foul against Caleb Stroppin. That is his first of the game. Score 18-15. Council Grove, they just took the lead. They've been able to score four straight. At the line for the and one, Drew Bookman. And he puts it out. Taking it down the court. Caden Peterson driving baseline, flicking, and they're going to say the last one to touch. Ivan McLiver here for the Braves. I don't think McLeaver was the last one to touch. So it will stay here for the Thunder on the baseline. Substitution here. Drew Bookman comes out. Reed Butchery comes in for the Braves. Caleb Schmejley also enters the contest, and he enters in here for Caden Peterson. I didn't get that one that fast, though, but here they get it in late. Oberding. Has the ball, looking to throw it in here from the baseline. Half court, picking it up. Caleb Stroppin. Finds 2 feet to the ground. Fires out to his right on the pass to Schmausley. Schmausley to Wirtz. Wirtz out to his left to Stroppin. That's the pick and roll. drops it at the very top of the perimeter. He's looking on the interior at the top post, now looking back around, flashing up from the post outside the wing here is Wirtz. Wirtz gets it, now fires it back to Stroppin. Stroppin's fuzzling, fuzzling on the wing. Working it back, right hand driving, working one-on-one, gets the screen to drive inside, down low, pick and roll, Wirtz, fouled. Derek Wirtz, up to the line to shoot two now. Thunder, first free throw shooter tonight for him. I get that foul against the Braves number 20, Kaiser Spittles. First shot up, and first shot is good for Derek Wirtz. Wirtz now with his first point of the contest. It's now just a two-point game here for the Thunder. Lucky to make it a one-point game with 4:29 left to go in the first half. 18-16, and it will be. Wirtz, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 18-17, Braves still lead. They have the ball. With nearly just 4 minutes left to go of the second quarter. Up at the top, Hayden Butchery with it. He's going to slow the pace down. He's going to wait for a couple of guards to get open before throwing it to the interior. All right now, it's a 1-3-1 that Nemaw Central's running defensively. Butchery has it on the far side wing. Drives it up to the top. Now fires out to the right to Gant. Gant to his right side. Back with it. Here off the hip to Spittles. Spittles left to Gant. Gant up to the very top to Butchery. Butchery with it. He's looking back to his coach, seeing what the call is. He hears the word blue. So he's going to go out to his left here. Left sideline. Driving down. Bounce pass inside. Back to Butchery on the baseline. Backdoor look. Here to read Butchery. And they get a foul on the ground against Nemaw Central. Looks like the Braves are going to substitute in here Bookman and Palmquist back into this contest. At the free throw line, shooting two, Beckett Nelson. The first one goes in. Reed Butchery. His first one goes in here. Braves. 4-6 so far on the game from the free throw line. They have earned 4 total opportunities to the charity line tonight. Third free throw shot is a miss for Butchery. So now his first point here on the game earned at the line. It's back to a 2-point game, 19-17, 3:33 to go in the first half. Thunder still down, they have the ball. Schmusley Peterson. Peterson driving inside, stepping out, jabbing to his right, passes that way as well. Out to Peterson to Oberding. Oberding to Free. Free firing off his right hip to Peterson. Peterson looks that way and jabs, and it's going to be a steal by Palmquist. Palmquist down the court. He is taking a 1-on-3, and he gets the foul from the Thunder. And the Braves, they are working the court here for the Thunder. Not hesitating to push the ball down the court fast. Palmquist, now at the line. Up and in. Palmquist, 3-for-3 tonight on the season. He is above 85% shooter, 58 of 68 made this season. Looking for 59 of 69. And he gets it. Palmquist, just a shooter all around the court. One of the best here in the state, Bryson Palmquist. Dribbling beneath his legs with Smedley. Thunder now down by 4, 21-17. 2:56 left to go in the second quarter. They have the ball. Oberding, faking to his left. Inside look. He's got Wirtz. Wirtz getting it in. Oberding the assist. Wirtz, 4 points on the quarter. It's back to a 3-point game. And we got our first. I thought we maybe get a travel, but I think they're going to call a foul here against Nemaw Central. That looks to be the case. We'll see what it is here at the scorer's table. And they get it against Derek Wirtz, who just had the bucket there for Nemaw Central. A couple substitutions in here for Nemaw. Layton Thomas in for Wirtz. And looks like Jack Mackey coming in for Caden Peterson. So Peterson finally getting a break in this contest, the senior. He has been so great this season, 10 points a game, but he has yet to score tonight. So coach give him a quick rest to reset the mind, possibly. Layton Thomas, after Mealy coming in, picks up the rebound underneath, but then a quick turnover. Butchery gets the steal. Underneath now, controlling, bounced around, trying to see if maybe Thunder can re-get this ball back off a rebound. They cannot. Palmquist gets the offensive board for a second chance opportunity. Three-pointer on the way. That one just off the mark. Picked up by Schmezley. Schmezley for the Thunder takes it down the court with his third point of the game. And now a full timeout taken by John Thomas, trying to get things probably a little less antsy here. 21-19. The Braves lead by three with 2:13 left to go in the first half. We're back right after this 60-second break here on I-2.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We just had our first timeout of the game taken by Nemaha Central head coach John Thomas. His team is down by 3, 21-19, with 2:07 left to go here in the second quarter. Thunder, they have the possession, though, despite trailing here. Olberding, number 3 with the ball now, up to his right. Layden Thomas. Thomas driving right, kind of getting that back to half court here. He passes to Schmezley. Schmezley gets the ball tipped by the palm of Palmquist. And Palmquist, he is great with his hands and his way to work through the traffic here at the Thunder. He is already at here, 4 steals on the game. He's done a great job disrupting here, the Thunder. Kobe Free trying to go over the top. Caleb Schmezley gets the rebound offensively. He couldn't get the put back, but he gets fouled and will go up to the line to shoot 2. The foul is against the Braves. Jaco McLeaver against the Braves. His first of the game. A 5'10" senior. And here from the line, Schmezley shoots his first free throw shot, and it's up and in. For Caleb Schmezley. Thunder here already shooting 3 of 3 on the game. On the season, they shoot 66% from the free throw line. Schmezley up, and that one rattles on in too. 4 for 4 in the game, the Thunder goes. Schmezley, he's already got 4 points in the contest. We're tied at 21. 1:39 left to go. We'll see who hits the jackpot here with 1:35 to go in this first half. Far side, left wing. Braves have it. Palmquist screened off for the 5 foot off the arc three. And Palmquist sticks it in. He's now our first double digit score of the game at 11. Schmezley looks quick to respond to score, and he is fouled. And we'll head back up to the line. Caleb Schmezley making swift work with it. And the sophomore has been so dominant here already today. Has 4 rebounds, a steal, and 4 points. 2 for 2 at the line he goes, now 3 for 3. Back to a 2-point game here. We have seen this game get tied up multiple times already. Last time here was 21-21, but score 24-22. Trying to drill to a 1-point game. Schmezley, the sophomore, he cannot as he misses the free throw shot. He is now 3 of 4 from line. The team 5 of 6. 24-22, 1:13 to go in the first half. Braves with it. Bookman throwing it to the court of Spittles. Spittles throwing it to the interior on the flash down low to Bookman. Bookman to Gant. He gets the assist. Gant in for 2. He's now at 7 points on the game, 3 boards. Schmezley, inside drive. Oh, what a spin and win for Caleb Schmezley. The sophomore putting out some moves on the court. 26-24, 44 left to go in the second quarter. Evan Olberding, a chance to tie. He has a steal, and then he is fouled on the floor right after. Evan Olberding fouled. I think they say it was on the floor. Thunder, Evan Olberding, he was thinking that he was shot fouled. As he was already up on the free throw line, everyone was set up like it, and now they have to reset here, and everyone sets up from the baseline. Now, Overding to Thomas, the three-pointer. Rebound by Caden Peterson. Over the top, Peterson looking for the putback. Yes, he got it. That's his first point of the game. We're deadlocked at 26. With 26 seconds to go in the first half. Caden Futry with it. At the top of the Nemohawk Central logo, at the C, driving inside, jab step, losing it, almost lost Palmquist. He retrieves at half court. Palmquist, right wing, over the top, looking at the left side, 6 seconds left of the half. How will this one finish? Inside, Gant, stealing off the defender, 2 points to end the half here for Council Grove. For Spittles, incredible. I'll see if they count it. They haven't officially counted the point here. It's still 26-26, so I want to see if they officially put it on the board. It should be, and yes, they do. 28-26 is the halftime score. It's Council Grove, the Braves, leading the Nemohawk Central Thunder. I'll be back right in a couple minutes for a halftime show brought to you by ICU College. Don't go nowhere and stay locked in to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate. State where you're in good hands, ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas?
Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. 28-26 is your score. Council Grove Braves of Class 3A, currently with a 2-point lead over the 8th-ranked team in Class 3A, the Nemohawk Central. the Thunder. Let's break this one down again. The Braves, they led 10-7, exiting the first quarter. However, the Thunder, they did outscore the Braves in the second quarter, 19-18. However, we are at the score of 28-26 Braves with that 2-point lead. Look at some of the stats here. Both teams, roughly about 8 rebounds, roughly about 2-3 assists on both sides. Nemaha Central right now, 5-6 from the free throw line. Council throw from the line, 4-7. Thunder, they have cracked 3 threes. Braves, they have hit 2. 4 steals here for the Thunder. However, the Braves, they have had 7 so far in this contest. Thunder, they have unofficially turned the ball over 11 times. The Braves only unofficially 7. Right now, this has been a closely, I'd say, a more defensive game off that first quarter. But offense is kind of starting to pick up. Both teams nearly scoring 20 points there in that second quarter. It feels like both these teams are finally starting to feel each other out in their defenses and starting to get a little more aggressive. However, the Braves have been unfortunate on their end to get some more points, though, after the quick transition and points off turnovers. That is where they are getting their bread and butter right now. They are getting quick turnovers from the Thunder. They are hustling down the court, and they are being able to get great finishes underneath the basket. Now, the Thunder have had a couple opportunities like that, but right now they have had to work pretty hard there on their offensive sets to get those points. Let's talk about it right here real quick on some of these scores. Evan Olberding with 8 points at the half with 2 threes. Hayden Peterson with 2 points and a board. Caleb Schmesley, he's at 2 fouls on the game. He's got a steal, 7 points, 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and 4 rebounds. Jarek Wirtz, no steals, 4 points, 1 rebound, 2 for 2 at the line. Leighton Thomas with a 3-point shot. That 3-pointer ended the first quarter, and he's also got a rebound as well. Caleb Stroppin, he's got a foul in the game, and he's just got a board. Colby Free, he's only at 2 points right now in this contest. When you talk about the Thunder right now, there's a couple players who really haven't found themselves in this game scoring-wise. Caden Peterson, who's usually at 10 points a contest, is at 2 points and just 1 board. And Colby Free, who's usually averaging 10 points and 10 rebounds a game, only has 2 points and no rebounds. The Braves are doing an incredible job boxing out down low. If you take a look at the heights right now, the height comparison is like a ladder against a step stool. This Thunder team has a lot of great more of a greater height advantage with 6'4", 6'8". I mean, it's kind of all around the board, kind of more leveled higher in their favor. It's the Braves, 5'9", 6', 6'2". I mean, that's kind of the highest you go here for the Braves. So, you know, work with them. They're doing a great job stealing on the down low. Their rebounds are a lot harder to get. They're doing a great job of staying aggressive inside the paint and keeping it stirring into their favor. Bryson Palmquist, who's got 11 points already on this game, 4-for-4 at the line with a 3-point shot, 3 boards and 4 steals, as well as an assist. Bills with 4 points, 2 boards. Drew Bookman with 2 points. Then Gant right now with 7 points, a 3-pointer and 3 boards. And Brady Jeffley with just 1 point, and also Reed Butchery with 1 point as well. We've got 3 total lead changes in this game. Last time we were tied was at 21-21. The score, 28-26. It's the Council Grove Braves who lead this one over the 8th-ranked team in the state in Class 3A, Nemaha Central, the Thunder. The winner of this one will play the winner of between Heston and Marysville on Saturday at Halstead for the sub-state championship game. Council Grove, it has been a couple years since they've been able to get to that championship game for the Thunder. It's been a while since they've been there and won it. Now, Thunder, they've been to the sub-state championship game the last couple of years, but this year they need to get there and they want to win it. This has been an incredible season for them, a 19-win season, one of the best seasons win rate-wise that John Thomas has ever had. He wants to keep this going. He wants to build the accolades, to build the success, and to build on to this season that has been so great. And again, there are so many incredible players on this roster that play to a high level. They just need to continue and get there and break out in this second half, especially Colby Free and Cater Peterson. Those are two seniors that we need to see big games here for, if you're rooting here for the Thunder, for them to try to get back to this contest. We'll be back here in a minute and 30 seconds for the second half basketball action. 2 quarters, 16 minutes left to go here on 92.1 KMCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We return on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in at 2.1 KMZ for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, on the island, cc.edu. I'm your commentator, Grant Prophet. Chance Rink back in studios. And speaking about Chance, no, Chance isn't in trouble. No, the chance of going to Substate next week, the Substate Championship next week here for both of these teams. They have two quarters left to get it all out on the court of regulation. Let's see how this one goes here as Council Groves takes things over. They're up by 2, 28-26 to start this third quarter, second half. Right now, with it at the very top of the free throw line, Bookman outside, Palmquist firing out to the corner. Three-pointer by Gant on the way, rebounded, boxed out, down low by Bookman. That's his first quarter of the game, and they get the put back, I believe, by Bookman as well. Here, Schmedgley to his left side, firing to Free. Free Peterson back out to Free. Free driving the right side baseline against Free. He needs a big second half here for the Thunder to try to be in this contest. Schmedgley driving inside. I think they're going to get a charge, and they do. A charge called against Caleb Schmedgley to start this third quarter. If it would have been the other way, the bucket was good for him. Caleb Schmedgley is at his third foul, so if he picks up his fourth, you'll probably see him on the bench the rest of the third quarter. He already is on the team leads for Thunder in this game. The sophomore, 7 points, 4 boards, and a steal. Braves with it still. They're up 5-4, 30-26 with 6:57 left to go in the third quarter. Gant with it. Gant driving out to the top. It's the Braves ball. Here to Buttry. Buttry at the top. Just a inch inside of the perimeter. Now skips up the right side wing. Gant driving. That's Spittles. And Spittles just fitting it in. That's his sixth point of the contest. 32-26. Now a 6 point lead here for the Braves. Thunder still looking for their first points here of this half. Evan Oberding will find it from the top of the three-point line. Oberding is 3 for 3 for number 3. Thunder now only down by 3. That's a lot of threes. 32-29. 6:20 to go here in this third quarter. Spinning around, trying to look for the jumper. Bookman, he couldn't get it. Palmquist gets the board for the offensive opportunity. Now back-to-back offensive sets here for the Braves. They have had offensive rebounds for second chances. On the far side wing, here's Spittles. Spittles inside the paint, jabbing right. Now looking left. Left side corner. Inside Gant. He's looking for the jumper on the short corner. Off the seam of the rim, and Oberding selects it. Oh, but he quickly loses it. And trying to go for the finish is Gant. But Gant couldn't get it. Oberding is grateful that here, as soon as the Braves got the ball, they turned it right back over. That is their eighth turnover of the game. Thunder, they just have their 12th. But they get the ball right back to return. Braves up by 3. Still 52-29. 5:48 left to go in this third quarter. They put Jacob McLeaver back in for the Braves. Palmquist will step onto the bench. The leading scorer for the Braves with 11 points and 3 rebounds and 4 steals already. Here for the Thunder, it's Peterson getting a screen for the pick and roll by Free. Peterson at the outside, far left wing. Here now the worst. Where's the Schmedgley? Schmedgley kicks it right. Now back up to the top. To Schmedgley. Schmedgley left side, driving inside. Nearly loses the ball. They get a foul on his arm as he was going up. Schmedgley, a chance to draw within one at the charity line. And a chance here to be the team leading scorer of the night. As he's already at 7 points, he has a chance to jump up to 9. Schmezley, 7 points, UCLA. 4 boards, and a steal. He is right now 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He is now 4 of 5. The Mount Central Thunder, right now on the game, is shooting 6 of 7 from the charity stripe. Well, Schmezley and Oberding lead their team with 8 points apiece. Excuse me, Oberding actually easy to see with 11 points. He just hit that 3-pointer. Got to count that one. Schmezley goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line here to bring this to a 2-point game, 32-30 with 5:17 to go in the third. Graves with it and the lead. Far side wing, Spittles driving inside, out to Gant. Gant with it, controlling it. Keeping the tempo, now to his left. He jabs left. He looks back right. He Spittles behind his back. Trains up at the top here. Now to Buttry. Buttry to McLeaver. McLeaver driving inside. Spinning inside. He keeps the ball, though. Buttry, three-pointer, and it's off. We'll see who gets the board. It's picked up by, it looks like, Reed Buttry on the baseline. It skips jumper at the top post. Another missed shot, but another opportunity here. Gant gets it. Man, the Thunder are just having a tough time here rebounding against the Braves. And the Braves do it. Coming into this game, there's a height advantage. Nearly every guy on the court has a counterpart that's about 2 to 3 inches taller than them. But the Braves are doing their job on the down low, boxing out. Finn Gant. Free throw shot is up and in for Finn Gant, the 6'2" senior. He makes this now a 3-point game. He's now at 8 points and 5 boards on, 4 boards on the game. With the steal. So far, we've only seen 3 total lead changes. Gant trying to make it a 4-point game with 4:44 left to go in the third. Gant. Up. And it is off the left of the mark. At the line, he goes 1 of 2. That's his first of the game as well. 3-point shot up here on the way. Rebound opportunity here by Free, but Free, as soon as he boards it, he loses it to McLeaver. 33-30, 3-point lead, 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Driving baseline, kicking it on the baseline. Ball getting knocked around, beginning is now Reed Buttry. Buttry keeps it alive here in the interior, kicks up the top. Palmquist back in the game, a long fadeaway jumper, he gets it. Palmquist leading this game with 13 points, 4 boards, and 4 steals. Evan Oberding here on the right side, kicks it to his left, flipping it continually left to Oberding. Oberding back up to Schmezley. Schmezley jabbing inside between his legs, he cuts it in. Cutting it in, putting it in turbo drive, he gets the and one on the baseline. Caleb Schmezley, now at 10 points on the game, he makes it a 3-point game. It seems that the Thunder are having just a hard time to get over the hump. They are climbing up the mountain. They just can't get over the top. When they do, we'll see how electric it'll be. Caden Peterson gets substituted out. Carter Hike comes in at half court. Caleb Schmezley with the and one opportunity. Goes up and it rattles in like a bullet in a tin can. Amos Central on the game, shooting 7 of 9. 35-33, 3:53 left to go in the third. Braves up by 2. Down the court, Bryson Palmquist. Right hand driving, past the logo, and the numbers. Maybe the letters. Left side, the Reed Buttry. Buttry, skipping it back left here, losing the ball. I think they're going to say the last one to touch was Buttry. It was. Braves, second turnover here of the quarter. Thunder, a chance to tie or take the lead here, down by 2, 35-33. Layton Thomas. Back into this game, the 6-foot junior. He's got 3 points in this game so far. He returns into it. He had that 3-point shot to end the first quarter to make it a 10-7 game. Evan Oberding, he has not yet missed a 3-pointer. There he misses his first, but Carter Hike gets the offensive board, and he is fouled. Carter Hike going up to the charity stripe. Carter Hike, the 5'11 junior at the line to shoot 2. His first one's up, and his first one's darn good. McLeaver steps out, stepping in here for the Braves, Brady Kepley. He will look to call shooter. Trying to deadlock it at 35 apiece. Thunder cannot do it, but a rebound by Free, he turns it over, though. Here, a quick steal by the Braves. Braves getting it right back. Fifth steal by Palmquist. Braves lead by 135-34, 3 minutes left to go in the third. Palmquist driving inside. Oh, I think they should get him on a travel there. Yeah, they do. Palmquist taking a couple steps there on the interior base. And that's going to be a turnover there for the Braves. Their third here of the quarter. They only had three total unofficially in that second. And now a chance for Thunder to really take the lead here, only down by 135-34, with just under a scotch of 3 minutes left to go here in the third. Clayton Thomas down the court, getting past the NC at half court. Thomas looks left to Free. Free driving inside the wing, steps back out, cuts right back in. He's on the short corner. He cuts back out with a three-point shot, loaded up on the baseline. And unfortunately, Holbrook was not able to make it in. The rebound was by, I guess officially is Gantz from the Braves. Here, Buttry on the top of the post, now at the top of the perimeter, he tosses out to Palmquist. Palmquist driving to his right here, one-on-one against Carter Hike. It's now getting the man-to-man defense here for the Thunder, trying to force some turnovers. Three-point shot, though, by Gantz, putting a gash into the Thunder. 11 points in this game for the 6'2" senior, Finn Gantz. With also five boards. Back to a four-point game, 38-34 with 2 minutes left to go in the third. Carter Hike with it for the Thunder as they trail. Hike inside. Ball underneath the basket. Nice putback by Kobe Free. It's now back to a two-point game, 38-36. Down the court now, Palmquist behind his back, he dribbles. He almost loses the ball. Overton trying to get the steal. They're going to say Olbring is the last one to touch as the ball goes out by the bench side of the Braves. Hike will step out. Caleb Schmesley, the sophomore, the 6'4 sophomore, will step back in. Aiden Buttry looking to toss it in here from near side sideline. Again, it is the Braves looking right to left of your dial. The Braves in the dark blue tops and bottoms with the yellow trim. And right now it's the Thunder with the white tops and bottoms. Palmquist going inside, getting the two here, trying to respond. The Thunder, they couldn't get it underneath the basket. Gantz gets the rebound. Down the court, rushing with it is Buttry. Buttry back out to the interior, now looking to Spittles, and Spittles couldn't get it to land in. Rebound by Jack Mackey here. Layton Thomas quickly fouled underneath the basket by the Braves. 42-36, a minute and 1 second left to go in the third quarter. Layton Thomas sets up the free throw line to shoot two. And this one's looking, it's like watching a track meet down here on the court. Just both teams going back and forth down the court. Or just nearly a minute left to go here in this third quarter. Free throw shot up and good by Layton Thomas. That's his fourth point of the game. Nemaw Central, they have stuck a total of now 8 free throws on the game here. 8 of 10 shooting 80%. Layton Thomas up and in. 9 of 11 now for the team. As also team foul number 5 of the quarter for the Braves. Driving inside, Buttry up to the top. He gets the assist for Bookman. As Bookman gets the nice 2 jumper. Especially. Looking right, now to left again. 5 fouls here in this quarter against the Braves. The Nemaw Central, he'd like to take advantage of this double bonus. Especially inside, looking baseline, trying to go up with it. Couldn't quite get it in, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last one to touch was Jack Mackey, the Thunder. 31 seconds to go in the third. 42-38, Braves take back over with the lead. It has been since the second quarter the Thunder had the lead. Right now, it is Council Grove taking care of business so far. The unranked 3A team taking on the 8th-ranked team in the Thunder. Braves, right side wing, Spittles to Bookman. Bookman, who just had the last bucket, now to Palmquist. He fakes, looks at the triple option, now to Buttry at the top. Buttry throws up horns. He's now going between his legs, now drives right. Screen is set. Foul is going to get called against Council Grove. I think they called it a legal pick. They called against Palmquist. That is his second foul of the game. Oh, excuse me. That is his fourth foul of the contest. That is major here. So he will have to take to the bench. Now, if you're the Thunder, you want to take out Palmquist for sure, as he's already at 15 points on this game. He has been the leading scorer, the leading stealer, and nearly the leading rebounder here for the Braves all in this contest. Getting him out would prove dividends here for this Thunder team. And to end the quarter, Peterson tries to get a fadeaway shot to end, but he couldn't get it. So that will end our third quarter. Score 42-38. Council Grove leads by 4, but foul trouble for the leading scorer in Bryson Palmquist. We're back in 60 here on 2.1 KMTA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1 quarter left to go, 8 minutes to finish. 42-38, Council Grove with the lead as we start this fourth quarter. But it's Nemaw Central, the Thunder, with the ball. Evan Olberding. Nemaw, they have not had the first points of the quarter since the first quarter, and now here they do it in the fourth with Kobe Free. I should mention the Thunder, man, they excel in first and fourth quarters exceptionally. So we'll see how they do in this fourth quarter. Now they're only down by 2, 42-40. On the baseline, Bookman skips it out to Gantz, and he loses the ball. A steal taken away by Leighton Thomas. First turnover of this quarter goes to the Braves and taken by the Thunder. McLeaver nearly taking it back here. Smedley keeping it on the baseline. A chance to tie! Kobe Free, nice job there. He could have went for the dunk, but instead he just tosses it in. Good call. Ties it at 42 all. Thunder scored the first 4 points here this fourth quarter. 6:55 left to go in the fourth. Gantz looking to his left. Now to his right. They find the backdoor cut. Oh! Great transition! Buttree gets his third assist of the game. And Spittles gets his 8th point of the contest. Forwarding on the baseline. I think we're going to get a jump ball here as the ball gets loose. We'll see which way the air possession leads. Should be left. It is. That will go towards the Braves. Braves take over up by 2, 44-42, 6:36 left to go in this fourth quarter. Taking on the 8th ranked team in Class 3A, Nemaw Central, the Thunder. But finally, we've seen a little bit of spark here by Kobe Free. He's had 6 points in the second half and 3 boards, where he had no boards and just 2 points in that first half. Evan Olberding gets the ball knocked out of bounds here for the Thunder, but Braves will stick with it. It's Aiden Buttree throwing it over the far sideline. I mean, the Nemaw Central crowd, they are getting loud here. At least they're trying to get loud. They're going to have McLeaver actually step in and toss it in. I think they're going to call a stoppage here to wipe off the basketball. There they are. They're going to wipe off the basketball there. Again, the winner of this contest will take on either Heston or Marysville on Saturday down at Halstead. I'd also like to quickly give a shout-out to the Nemaw Central girls. They were unfortunately taken down by Halstead with a score of 36-28, but, man, they had an incredible season there under head coach Haddon Hilgen. Here back with boys basketball, though, on the baseline. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Braves. It's underneath their own basket. 6:22 left to go in the fourth. Braves two up by 2, 44-42. It's number 2, Hayden Buttree, underneath the basket for the toss-in on the left side of the baseline. He looks left now, goes over the top, finds Palmquist. Palmquist, 4 fouls in this game. Getting him out of this contest would be incredible here for the Thunder. That would for sure spark some hope here for this Thunder team. We're going to get a 30-second timeout here called by Bruce Shula of Council Grove Grades. They're up by 2, 44-42, 6-13 up here in this fourth quarter. Don't go nowhere, folks. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
My computer's frozen up. I can't take a break.
We're going to keep things here on 92.1 at KMZA in this 30-second timeout. 6:13 left to go here in this fourth quarter. 44-42 is your score. Council Grove, again, they did not have the first 4 points of this quarter, but they have had the last two, getting things going here with Kaiser Spittle. But again, Bryson Palmquist, he's got 4,000 this game. It would be huge here for the Thunder to try to take him out of this one. So again, if you see an opportunity to drive against him and try to draw that fifth foul, go for it for the Thunder. But right now it's Braves with the ball after the 3 second timeout. First timeout taken by the Braves. Bruce Pula. Inside drive, right hand finish. Palmquist in for two. Taken flight from the baseline. 17 points here for Bryson Palmquist. 46-42, 5:53 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here now it's the Thunder taking back over with Schmezley. Schmezley behind his back flips it out to Leighton Thomas. Thomas holding it to the left of his hip. No shot clock here today. Leighton Thomas driving to his left. Baseline now getting it out to free out of the corner. To Peterson orbiting 5 foot off the arc. Almost splashed the three. Palmquist gets the board. Down the court now. Palmquist with it. Left hand dribbling behind the back now. Retrieving. Oh, what a finish! $1 million move with $1 billion finish by Palmquist. Leighton Thomas responding with a 6 foot off the arc three! And that three is going to spark a timeout here by head coach John Thomas as his team only trails by 3 points. 48-45. 5:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to take a 30-second time now here on 92.1 KMZA. And the Thunder, great three-point shooting here for the Thunder so far. Again, they had a total of three threes in that first half. They have a total of now five on this game. They're a team that shoots 33% from around the perimeter. They have hit a total now on the season of 109 three-pointers out of 319. They're a team that looks to get a little electric from outside the perimeter when they can. That's the spark of lightning that this Thunder team needs. 48-45, the Braves still lead though. 5 minutes left to go in this fourth quarter. Palmquist with it. Dives and fires to his left side. Spittles will try to hit a three. Nothing but net for Kaiser Spittles for the Braves. It's now a 6-point lead, 51-45. Kicked out to Olberding. Olberding pump faking. Drive inside the interior. Pump faking once more. Off the rim. Colby Free gets the putback. The Thunder is going to need a couple more cracks of lightning like that to stay in this contest. 51-47. Long three by Palmquist. Wow, just off the leg. Palmquist takes flight and hits the three. He's at 22 points on the game. McLeaver gets a steal here. And now it feels like momentum is going all the way for the Braves as they take a 6-point lead, 53-47. Palmquist, pump fake, fade away, off the rim. Free gets the board. Oh, but Palmquist gets the steal and takes it right back. And Palmquist immediately goes to Finn Gann. He's now at 13 points on this game. Palmquist, that's his first assist of it. Fourth foul against Caleb Schmezley. So Schmezley at four fouls. He's the leading scorer of the Thunder. And Palmquist at four fouls, who's the leading scorer of the Braves. This is a tight contest between both these teams. Gann, he's up on the free throw line. He's shooting the and one, and he hits. He's now at 14 points on the game. Council Grove, there's 6 of 10 from the free throw line, and now we seek another timeout here. Taking courtside, 4 minutes left to go. The timeout is taken by Council Grove Braves. It'll be a full timeout, 56-47. The Braves, they have taken their largest lead. They are up by 9. Nemoth Central, they started this quarter really well with the first 4 points. They got on a run. They were able to tie it at 42-42. But since then, the Braves, well, they've been on a run out of those when it was tied 42-42. Thunder, they've only scored 3. The Braves, well, they've scored a little more. They've scored 14. So they've scored 14-3 in the last 17 points. The Braves have went. Palmquist has nailed a 3. He's hit 2 layups. Kaiser Spittles has hit a layup and a 3. Ben Gant has hit. He just got the and a 1 after making the bucket from the assist from Palmquist. Really, this Braves team is starting to fire off on all cylinders. The Thunder, they got to find a way to stay in this game the next couple of minutes.
I'm good for breaks now.
It is just 4 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. It is a 9-point deficit. Thunder cannot let this get out of reach to the double digits. Here we stay with it on 92.1 at KMZA. Again, I am Critter Profit. Back in studio, Chance Rink. Here providing you coverage of Thunder versus Braves basketball class 3A semifinals in the Halstead Substate region. Layton Thomas inside here for the Thunder, and he gets a nice right-hand finish. That brings it to 7, 56-49. The Braves still lead with 3:42 left to go, but there's no shot clock here, so the Braves will be able to have plenty of time to play with. Backdoor look here on the baseline, pump faking. Butchery at the top to Bookman. Bookman, right side wing, back up to the top. Reed Butchery. Out to Butchery. Back to Butchery. Now to Reed Butchery. Here, Evan Peterson trying to get a steal, couldn't grab it. Kaiser Spittles takes it back here. He's on the left side wing, gets the screen, back up to the top to Bookman. Bookman out to his right. To Hayden Butchery. This thing getting worked around the perimeter here for the Braves. They're trying to stall as much time. They've already stalled nearly over 40 seconds here on this possession. A couple of swaps here and there from the Thunder, but they have yet to take the possession here. Palmquist shoots a long 3. He couldn't get it to go in. Thunder, a fortunate rebound, but here it is really a do-or-die situation. You've got to get points on every possession here. Every possession counts. As the Braves, they are going to look to wasting 20 or 30 seconds every possession they get. Three-pointer, Caleb Smugley! Kapow! 4-point game, 56-52, with 2:30 to go. The Braves, troubling a little bit. Spittles over the top. Ah, they're going to get a foul against the Thunder. I think they're going to stay on the ground. They will. That is actually just the first foul of the quarter by either team. Oh, the foul is on Caleb Smedgley, who just hit the three-pointer. That is unfortunate. Caleb Smedgley finishes the day with 14 points and will have to go out to the bench for the Thunder. Wow, that is going to be tough here for the Thunder to try to replicate that energy. We'll see who they look for as their number 5 man in this game. Yeah, comes in, Spittles here for the Elfrigirl Braves. He goes in for 2. Down the court, Carter High turns the ball over the Thunder. Things are getting messy here as it's a 6-point lead here for the Braves. 58-52, 6:16 left to go in the fourth quarter. Things not looking so hot. The Thunder needing to find that spark of lightning. With just a scotch of time left to go in this fourth. Ball nearly going out of bounds. I think they're going to say it's a turnover against the Braves. It is. Thunder are going to have to take advantage of every opportunity they have here. The Carter Hike, he will be the one to come in here for Caleb Smedgley. Carter Hike, one of the best players around in football. He is one offensive player of the year. We'll see what he can do here in basketball. He's got no points yet so far in this game. He works the baseline. He goes up with it. He's able to get the ball back after missing. Can he get the putback? No, he cannot. He gets another rebound. And after 2 offensive rebounds, he's able to go in for 2. Great work by Carter Hike. 58-54. Thunder down by 4. Full timeout taken by the Thunder. 1:48 left to go in the fourth quarter, 58-54. The Braves lead. We're back in 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, we got a turnover here right after the timeout. Seabohan Central, the Thunder, getting the ball right back. Oh, and right after the turnover, a timeout is taken by Seabohan Central. Whoa, we'll keep things here, folks. 1:39 left to go in this fourth quarter, 58-54. Seabohan Central down by four. They have a chance to bring it to two or a three or a one-point game. Really, at this point, the Thunder can stay relaxed. The three-point shot isn't a high priority right now. They can go to the inside. Kobe Freeze been working really nice on the interior so far in this game. Again, Caleb Smedley, he's fouled out for the Thunder. He finished with 14 points on this game, four boards and a steal. It's going to be hard to replace that. But Carter Hyde came in for him. He had two straight offensive rebounds and a bucket. Here a turnover by the Braves, a chance to win for the Thunder. Can the 8th-ranked team in 3A state overcome the upset against Council Grove? The 3 seed taking on the 6 seed in this sub-state bracket. Right here, Layton Thomas. Thomas with the 1:35 left to go. 4-point deficit for the Thunder to overcome. Out to Layton Thomas. Back out to Carter Hike. Hike with it between his legs, driving back up to the top of the perimeter. Right side here, far side wing, back up top with it, working left to right of your dial. It's Seabohan Central. They trail by four. In the corner, up top. Oh, a steal by Palmquist. He takes the ball. That one was thrown right into traffic. Here trying to get the ball right back to Thunder. They don't have much time. Only 68 seconds left of this game. They might have to foul, and they will. Thunder, they have one more foul to give after this. Taking up foul number three. Man, it is so huge at the Braves. Number 15, Bryson Palmquist. He has sat on thin ice this entire fourth quarter with four fouls. But he has done such a great job as the experienced senior to stay on the court and to know his role. Here, he's trapped. He might lose the ball. He's fouled again. That is the last foul to give here before double bonus for the Thunder. Council Grove, they're shooting 6 of 10 from the line so far this game on this season. They're shooting 65%. Just a tad over. Here with it, Buttry. Aiden Buttry throwing it in on the wing. Trying to look to get the turnover. Ah, that's just going to be foul number 5 here for Seabohan Central. Again, you can't waste much time. You have to quickly foul. There's only 60 seconds left now in this game. Of regulation, 58-54. Council Grove on the road to succeed, a team that is 12-8 on the season. And the first one is up and off the back of the rim. It's still a 4-point game here. Spittles, the senior, misses the first. Kaiser Spittles. I'm sure some nerves rushing here because he misses both at the free throw line and the rebound is picked up by Peterson. Down the court, Peterson works with it, and they get a foul against Council Grove, their first of the quarter. 52 seconds now to go. This is a desperation point here for the Thunder. They need to score on this offensive set. Second foul here called against Kaiser Spittles. He steps out of the game. In comes Reed Buttry. Oberding up top. We've got Peterson. Peterson fade away off the rim. Rebounded by Palmquist for the Braves. And they're going to get a quick foul against Palmquist. And now it's all about shooting percentage. Can Nemaw Central hit their shots when they have the chance? And can the Braves ice this out? Because really, I mean, you're talking at a win percentage or a percentage here to win this game at a pretty high favor for the Braves if they can hit their free throw shots. And Palmquist, well, he's the last one you want to put up to that line because tonight, well, he has not missed. He is actually the best free throw shooter out of both teams. He shoots over 85% on this season. Tonight, he is right now 5 of 5. Well, it looks like right now, Palmquist is taking a medical break. I believe here at the side. I think maybe possibly some blood. I think they're disaffecting him right now on his right leg. But he is the free throw shooter, so they're taking some time to look at him. So 41.9 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Man, Nemaw Central, they have been to sub-state championships back-to-back years. They want to go back again this season. Right now, they are trailing by 5. With 41.9 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter to the Council Grove Braves. Bryson Palmquist at the free throw line. Tonight, he's at 4-4. He has over 23 points scored. Now he's at over 24. What a night for Bryson Palmquist, putting his team on his back to try to win this game here against Nemaw Central. Three-pointer on the way. Oh, that's going to be major here. I don't think that was Palmquist, actually. I think that was number 2. It was, okay. I thought Palmquist just got the foul there, but still huge regardless. Evan Olberding was just fouled on the three-point shot. He has three chances here at the line. First shot up and the first shot in. Well, he's going to have to make all three here. It's a five-point game, 33.9 seconds left to go. He makes two more, he makes the three-point game. Next one up. Oh, that one's off for Olberding. I know he's nervous. It's hard enough to hit two free throws. It don't get any easier when you have to make three from the line with high pressure. Best thing he can do here is try to nail another, and he does. He goes 2 for 3 at the free throw line. All right, now it's a four-point game, 60-56, 33.9 left to go. You know if Nemaw Central can't get the turnover on the throw-in, they're going to have to look to foul. The ball is in, a near steal, but it's going to be a foul, and Council Grove will go back up the line to shoot two. 33 left to go here. Man, this one is just going to be a tight contest down to the very finish. Again, Nemaw Central in games decided by 10 points or less are 7-1. Council Grove is 3-5. Both these teams have played plenty of tight contests on the season. They have went down to the wire in many of their games. But, man, this one, the Braves might just capture. Free throw shot is off the rim, though. Drew Bookman misses. Every missed free throw shot is another chance given to this Thunder team. Another missed free throw shot could be huge here for the Thunder. Braves up. And in, Bookman, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Down by 5, Layton Thomas with it. A 3-point shot is necessary, not on this basket though. 3, interior, Carter Hike, 3-point shot on the way, off the rim, rebound by Palmquist. And they have to quickly foul. Man, Evan Olberding was set up huge in the corner. At one point, he was 3 for 3 on the night. Drink that missed 3. Might have just put the nail on top of the coffin. Palmquist has a chance to hammer it in. But the first one's up and out. Palmquist misses his first free throw of the night. Again, every missed free throw shot is another opportunity here for the Thunder. Nothing is impossible. Second one is up, and it is good. Well, the Thunder are going to have to make 2 straight threes with 14.8 seconds left to go. It would be an absolute frenzy in this stadium if they could do it. Foul on the near side. That resets Thunder out of bounds. With 12 seconds left to go, 62-56. Looks like Bruce Hula from the Braves will call a 30-second timeout. So we'll take one as well. Take a breather, folks. You got 30 seconds here. 62-56. The Braves lead by 6 with 12 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. You're locked in 92.1 KMZA.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Brendan Prophet. Chance Link back in studio here. 12 seconds up to go in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central, they need 2 threes. Long one here by Evan Overney. That one's going to be way off the mark. But a rebound here. Colby Free is able to get it for the putback. But it's going to be a four-point game with 6 seconds to go. And that is not what you need. You need a three in that situation. But I get it. You just got to get the points, and the opportunity is there, and a timeout will be taken. We'll keep things here. 6.1 seconds left to go. Well, if you're the Thunder, it's tough. This is a tough situation. Best case scenario right now is try to get the steal on the inbound. You might want to look for a quick bucket in. Well, best case scenario is back-to-back steals. I mean, that is where you're looking at right now. It is that tight of a situation here for the Thunder. As they are down by 4, 62-58. Man, if Evan Overing could have hit that three-point shot he was wide open on this game, it would be close. It'd be a one-point contest. But unfortunately, he could not hit that three. There's been a couple of tight missed baskets here by the Thunder. You can also actually also go back to Overing's missed free throw shot too. But I mean, you can't really blame him. There's been also a lot of other free throw shots missed in this one. And also, the Thunder having some ugly foul outs, not a great situation either. And having a player on the Braves like Palmquist go an entire 8 minutes without fouling out with four fouls, that's also something you kind of want to see not happen as well. Well, they try to toss it in. They get it in. They toss it. 3 seconds left to go. They're not calling. They're not blowing the whistle here. They finally do. And that's going to be game. With 1 second left to go. 62-58, then the Braves foul will go up to the line. Most likely the Braves, whether if they miss these two free throw shots or not, they'll just go easy on the defense. Don't foul the three-point shooter, and that'll be the end. So Nemaha Central falls and gets upset against the sixth seed in sub-state play. First one goes up. And first one goes in for Palmquist, and it makes it a 5-point game. Now it's logistically impossible here for Thunder to return to this one. Palmquist stealing it out at the free throw line. And he goes 2-for-2 at the line. The ice in the veins. Number 15, Bryson Palmquist. And that ends this one 64-58. The Braves victorious over the Thunder. An incredible season for the Thunder. A season 19-2, 18-2 to end the regular year. Wow. It has been an absolute incredible, incredible journey for this team. And talking to John Thomas week by week, it does. It's a hurt here for the Thunder to have both men and women go home early in sub-state play. Again, final score 64-58. Council Grove wins. They will move on, and they will play the winner of Hetchin and Marysville on Saturday at Halstead. We're back here for a post-game show brought to you by Bale Doors Real Estate in just a couple minutes. You're locked in at 2.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house, car, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at The Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. The Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here one last time on the MSU Sports Radio Network. This is our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best of business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com. An incredible game here. We'll name our player of the game real quick, Bryson Palmquist. Man, what a night for him. He finishes the night with 27 points. He had 11 points in the first half. In the second half, the dominant Silica team was 16 in total. He also had 7 boards, as well as 6 steals and an assist. He went an entire fourth quarter, 8 minutes, with 4 fouls, and managed to stay in the game. Just an overall impressive night for Bryson Palmquist. He also had 2 threes. And from the free throw line, he was absolutely astonishing from that marker. As on the night, he went 9 of 10 from the charity stripe. As again, on the year, he shoots over 85%. He got done for the Braves. He put up 27 total points. Braves, again, they won 64-58. That first quarter ended with the Braves leading 10-7. At half, they led 28-26. They had to retake the lead in the second quarter, but since then, they had held it all the way through. Thunder were, name off Central Thunder, they were able to tie at 42-42 in the fourth quarter, but unfortunately for them, Council Grove, they busted out a move, and at one point, they had outscored Nemaha Central 14-3 in the first 17 points of the fourth quarter, and then they were able to just kind of run with it. They outscored Nemaha Central 22-20 in the fourth quarter, outscored them 14-12 in the third, outscored them 10-7 in the first. It was just a kind of complete game there for Council Grove. They had more rebounds at the end of the day, more free throws, and more steals. That was a big thing is steals. I mean, having over 12 to 13 steals on the game really just beats out the Thunder. Having 15 turnovers is something you really don't want to look forward to. They're kind of unofficially on the stat marker. But yeah, the season here comes to a brief end for Nemaha Central. It's been a great year, and I've gotten to talk to John Thomas week by week. It has been incredible to do that coach's show with him and get his insight about his team, especially how amazing of a year they've had. It's one of the best years he's had win-to-loss ratio-wise, being 19-2 at this point, but now falling to 19-3. It'll be definitely a year to remember, the finish in the standings in the Big East, winning the Thunder Classic, but again here, falling short, getting that sub-state championship game here. They fall to Council Grove 64-58. Some scoring here for the Thunder. Again, Caleb Schmesley, he did foul out of this contest, but before he did, he was having a nice night with 14 points, 4 boards, and a steal. Carter Hike, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Kaden Peterson, 2 points, 2 boards. Kevin Olberding, he finishes the night with 13 points, a rebound, Derek Quartz, 4 points, and a board. Leighton Thomas, 2 threes, and a total of 10 points, 2 boards. Caleb Stroppin, just 1 board. Same thing for Mackey. Colby Free, he ends the night with 10 points and 5 boards. So shout out here to the seniors at the Impala Central as their season concludes. Evan Olberding, the 5'11 senior, the 6'2 senior in Kaden Peterson, the 6'5 senior in Derek Wirtz, and, of course, the 6'8 senior Colby Free. There's also a couple other here, J.D. Schuler, the 6'3 senior, and 6'1 senior in William Leaguer. Just a great year here by the seniors. Really give a round of applause for them back at home in the year that they've been able to have. Unfortunately, here it ends up short. So again, this has been the post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. I know it's kind of a solemn note here for this Thunder team. But again, buying or selling is the best of the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. online at beoutdoors.com. Player of the game, Bryson Bomquist, finishes 27 points. This has been KMZA 92.1, bringing you semifinal 3A coverage here at part of the MSC Sports Network. I'm Quinn Prophet, Chance Slink, back in studio, tuning out.